This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry Wild Card Saturday in the NFL playoffs. To you and yours, this is You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff with me, Nick Kostos, on Westwood One Sports. As we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. What a glorious Saturday it is in the world of sports. We stand right now, dear listener and dear viewer, we stand on the precipice of an awesome weekend in the National Football League. Five NFL playoff games coming up on Saturday and Sunday before Wild Card Weekend wraps up on Monday night in Pittsburgh with Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers hosting C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. One of the best months of the year in the world of sports is January, and this really kickstarts it here now that the NFL playoffs are on nigh. So over the course of the next 2 hours here on You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff, I'm going to get you set for all five NFL playoff games this weekend. I'm going to hit you with the biggest storylines emanating from the games, obviously update you on the side and total markets in all the games, and all the betting angles your little heart could ever desire for all five games. And I'm talking sides, I'm talking totals, and I'm talking thy royal prop king. I'm going to fill out my NFL playoff bracket to start next hour on the show, tell you who I've got playing in Super Bowl 60. I would encourage you to do the same thing. Who do you think is going to play for the Super Bowl championship for the Lombardi Trophy coming up in February in the Bay Area? Look forward to that and some bets we could potentially place as a result. Westwood One NFL analyst Ryan Leaf, former NFL quarterback, will join us next hour here on the show, live from Carolina. He'll be on the call of the Panthers and Rams nationally on Westwood One. Very much look forward to that. And we will close the show with the finalized betting card and thy royal prop king, all the bets for Wild Card Saturday in the NFL. And this will be an NFL-focused show. The vast majority of the show today will be dedicated to the NFL postseason. But look, sports show, football show, the name of the show, Countdown to Kickoff. So we have to begin here with what we saw last night. Ended at about 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time as the Indiana Hoosiers destroy the Oregon Ducks. 56-22. Indiana, 56. Oregon, 22. Man, if you were following the betting market, and even if you don't bet, I think this is really interesting, and I'm guessing you will as well. Indiana closed a three-point favorite in the game. So Indiana was favored in the game. This point spread was 4, 4.5 at points leading up to the game, 3.5 for much of the week this week, and certainly yesterday. So this was, like, a lot of people, influential money on the Oregon Ducks, pushing this number down to 3. The total got bet up as well. Indiana hit the over by itself. Didn't even need Oregon's 22 points. So that was smart on the over. But all that money on Oregon, including some of mine, man, that's great. Bet Oregon plus 3.5, close 3. Happy about that? Also, get your brains beaten in. And unfortunately, I can't buy groceries for my family with the closing line value I got in last night's game. And Indiana, now 1 win away from a national championship. And like I said, Indiana was favored in last night's game. And we have seen recently Indiana beat Ohio State in the Big Ten title game. We watched last week on New Year's Day, Indiana obliterate, dominate, and eviscerate Alabama in the Rose Bowl, in the granddaddy of them all. And yet, despite all of this, despite the mountain of evidence that exists to suggest that this is the best team, that this is an absolute juggernaut in the sport of college football, I don't know if you listening, you watching, if you agree with me, I'm still kind of in disbelief over this whole thing. It's like the opposite of the great Joe Pantoliano scene from The Matrix, where he kind of turns heel on all the humans and joins the robots, right? And he's having dinner with Agent Smith, and he's going to sell out like all the humans in the real world. And he's eating the steak, and he goes, "I know this steak isn't real, and this glass of wine I'm drinking is not real, but F it. Ignorance is bliss." This is the opposite of that. I know Indiana's real. I know that what I'm watching is actually happening. It's not a figment of my imagination. And yet it's still hard to wrap your brain around, even at this point now. Like, we're in 2026. This has been going on with Indiana since 2024. And it's not just that Indiana's winning. I think I'll speak for me. I'm used to that part at this point. But it's how it happens. It is the devastation that they leave in their wake of legacy programs in the world of college football. And not that Oregon is a legacy program the way Alabama's a legacy program. Oregon didn't really get rolling until obviously Phil Knight from Nike started pouring money into the program. But I mean, still, Oregon's been one of the best programs in college football this century. And Indiana just waylaid them in the game. Like, this game was non-competitive. And we'll talk about there was a moment in the game, like one moment, where you could say, oh man, we might have a barn burner here. This might be an awesome football game. And that thought disappeared and dissipated into the ether very, very quickly. And the job's not done yet for Indiana. And we can talk about Indiana and Miami in the national championship game next Monday night in Miami at Hard Rock. We can get to that. But even before that game is played, right? Indiana's a 7.5-point favorite in that game. There is no American sports analog that exists to compare what Kurt Cignetti has done at Indiana to. Doesn't exist. Maybe you want to say, like, Leicester City winning the Premier League in 2015, and the American sports audience rolls its eyes. I'm just saying, for context, maybe you'd like to bring that up. And the analogy that I keep falling back on is that Kurt Cignetti is Walter White from the great AMC television show Breaking Bad. Comes out of absolutely nowhere, totally unheralded, takes down all the big boys in short order, and becomes the bully on the block. Kurt Cignetti is Heisenberg, and he is the one who knocks. And instead of "say my name" as the catchphrase, his is "Google me." And it's absolutely incredible. First play of the game last night in the Peach Bowl. Like, we're settling in. The point spread closes 3. And maybe you thought Indiana was going to win like they did last night. A lot of people felt this could be a close game, obviously. First play of the game, Dante Moore throws a pick 6. First play of the game, pick 6. Indiana goes up 7-0. And it's just like, oh, I guess that's what this is going to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And a huge storyline going into last night's game, and I built this up over the course of the week, and I don't regret it at all because I think I was right to bring it up. People were right to bring it up. People were right to feel this way. And if you're a big NFL fan, and even if you're listening to this right now or watching this right now and you're not a huge college football fan, you're a huge NFL fan, I mean, there's a big NFL story in last night's game, in that this game featured the likely top 2 picks right now in the NFL drafted quarterback, with Indiana's Fernando Mendoza, who won the Heisman Trophy, obviously, and Oregon's Dante Moore. And if you look at most mock drafts right now, not that they have to be right, it's early January, but the Raiders are taking Fernando Mendoza, and the Jets at 2 are taking Dante Moore. It doesn't have to go that way, but that's what every reputable mock draft has right now. So going into the game, I said, and I was right to say it, what if Dante Moore outplays Mendoza? What if Oregon pulls the upset and gets revenge for Indiana beating them earlier in the season in Eugene? Are we going to enter Saturday morning, like where we are right now, Saturday afternoon, whenever you're listening to this, whenever you're watching this, with Dante Moore as now the presumptive number 1 overall pick in the NFL draft? And it felt like in that moment, and that's not totally fair to say, but in that moment, first play pick 6, I felt like we were pretty close to having that answer. And I texted some people in the NFL last night, in the league, and just in case you're a new listener or viewer, like, I worked in the league for like a decade. I worked for NFL radio at Sirius XM. You'll never hear me say I have sources in Major League Baseball. I don't. But in the NFL, I do. And I asked a bunch of people, did Dante Moore tank his draft stock last night with that performance? And everybody said no. And I think it's fair. It would be one thing if Oregon as a team and as a coaching staff was great last night and Dante Moore stunk and he's the reason they lost. This was just a top-to-bottom ass-kicking from Indiana. I think Dante Moore is largely going to get a pass for the game last night. Not that he played great in the game, and he did have that moment, by the way, where on the second drive of the game, he throws the pick 6. They're down 7-0. Then he leads Oregon right down the field on a long drive and throws a touchdown pass, and it's 7-7, and I'm like, oh my, wow, we might actually have a game here. Spoiler alert, we didn't. This is where like the narrator would come in. No, it would not be a close game again. Final score, 56-22. And I don't know how you watched that game last night, or even like listen to me talk about it right now if you're not a huge college football fan, because there's an NFL tie-in here. and not think that Fernando Mendoza is the next franchise quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders, who will be picking first overall coming up in April. Mendoza last night was exceptional. My phone, like I'm guessing yours, you the listener, you the viewer, because we're all huge sports fans, right? And I'm guessing if you're a huge sports fan, your friends are probably big sports fans, at least some of them. And I'm sure you're watching the game, and you and your buddies, you and your friends are texting about it. Can you believe how good Mendoza is? Not that we didn't know that already, but on that stage, making every throw, showing that he's got escapability, and while he's not fleet of foot the way like Lamar Jackson is, yeah, he can get outside the pocket, he can move, he can spin, he can make it happen with his legs. The leadership is obviously off the charts. I've joked that Fernando Mendoza is like if you asked, hey, ChatGPT, create a quarterback for me that says and does all the right things. Here's Fernando Mendoza, who sounds like 1988 Hulk Hogan at quarterback. Say your prayers, eat your vitamins, go do the right thing. That's Fernando Mendoza, except he's not acting. He means it. And I think that makes him pretty cool. I know some people disagree, but look, I like it. His only social media, Mendoza, is LinkedIn. This sounds like the setup to a joke, but it's real. Doesn't use X, doesn't use TikTok, doesn't use Instagram. He's on LinkedIn. It sounds made up, but it's actually true. And if you're a Raiders fan, and the Raiders are a national fan base, obviously, right? Not just limited to Las Vegas. If you're a Raiders fan, yesterday, Friday, January 9th in the year of our Lord, 2026, might have been the most important day for your franchise since beating the Tennessee Titans in the AFC Championship game in 2002. Because now you get this guy as your quarterback, most likely, with the first overall pick in the NFL draft. And that takes me, and this will be the last point in this segment, and we'll do a little bit on the Indiana-Miami game next segment, where I actually feel like I am a little late on this take. And I don't like that as a talk show host, to be late on something. But I have to acknowledge it, right? I feel like I'm early on a lot of stuff. I'm late on this one. Because a lot of people have said this already. And I think they're way right. Kurt Cignetti is the man, right? We've never seen anything like this in the history of sports, what he's done at Indiana. If you're Tom Brady, and to be clear, you're not, and neither am I. But if you're Tom Brady and you're the Raiders, John Mara, you're the Giants, Arthur Blank, the Atlanta Falcons, Jimmy Haslam, the Cleveland Browns, Stephen Ross, the Miami Dolphins, etc. Yeah, like John Harbaugh is a great candidate, Kevin Stefanski is a great candidate. Are you considering, especially if you're the Raiders, giving Kurt Cignetti a blank check to come run your NFL team? Imagine Cignetti and Fernando Mendoza in Vegas. Now, I'm not insinuating that this is likely to happen or that Cignetti would even entertain it. And I'm sure there are sports fans right now that are primarily college football fans, not NFL fans, that are like, what are you talking about? This would never happen. I'm not saying it will. Just that, don't you have to at least have the conversation if you're one of these NFL teams with a vacancy? Given what happened last night, Indiana 56, Oregon 22. The Indiana Hoosiers. Not the Alabama Crimson Tide. Not the Georgia Bulldogs. Not Notre Dame. Not Ohio State. The Indiana Hoosiers. One win away from a national championship. What a time to be alive. On the other side, we'll give you a quick preview of the national championship game coming up next Monday night with Indiana and Miami. Hoosiers a 7.5-point favorite. I'll give you my early betting take on the game. And then we are diving headfirst into the NFL playoffs. All the big storylines and all the betting angles for all the games this weekend. And you know where we'll start at the beginning with the Rams and the Panthers coming up this afternoon in Carolina. We're just getting started here. Countdown to kickoff. You better you bet. Wild Card Saturday with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.